When the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that 28 state legislative districts are illegal racial gerrymanders, the justices made one thing clear. North Carolina's political maps must be redrawn. What they didn't say is when. They've kicked that decision back to a lower court. It also kicked off the latest power struggle between Democratic Governor Roy Cooper and the Republican-controlled General Assembly. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
This latest row started on Wednesday when Governor Cooper made a surprise announcement.
I'm calling for a special session of the legislature to draw new maps for the General Assembly elections.
To begin 2 p.m. today, to be specific. And Cooper said it would last for a very specific amount of time.
The special session I'm calling will last 14 days because our state law says that the legislature has 14 days to enact new maps before the court can step in.
And draw the maps on their own. This would, Cooper said, start that clock, and justice, he added, should not be delayed. But the General Assembly is already in regular session. The special session would run concurrently, which Cooper admitted was unusual. And when the official proclamation made it over to the General Assembly, Republican leaders made clear they don't want it to happen at all.
Message from the governor, the clerk will read. Mr. Speaker, the clerk will suspend.
That's House Speaker Tim Moore stopping the proclamation before it could even be read. He quickly called on Republican David Lewis.
Under the North Carolina Constitution, the governor may call the General Assembly back to extra session only on extraordinary occasion and by and with the advice of the Council of State.
Lewis then stated these conditions have not been met. Speaker Moore agreed, and after a quick procedural move, the call for a special session was killed. A nearly identical scenario played out in the state Senate as well. So this leaves us exactly where this story began. We know the maps must be redrawn. The question of when is still in the hands of the court. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.